Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chess Moves edition of the Game Changers podcast. My name is Quinn Sejus, and it's a privilege and pleasure to be here with you again. You know, it's been such a long while since we've had conversations with each other, since we've discussed topics. You know, I had been battling a serious flu, very, very serious flu. In fact, I still have a cough that I hope will not get in the way of this episode. And also, my equipment decided that it had enough, that it was time for an upgrade. My ring light got destroyed, so I had to purchase a new one, before I started any new content. So now that we're back up and running, I'm so grateful to have you here, so grateful to have these important discussions. Today we'll be tackling three very important topics. All three of them are near and dear to my heart. And let's get straight into them. First and foremost, we will tackle CARICOM's Youth Mental Health Initiative. Secondly, we'll tackle Google Pixel AI debate. And finally, the big one, the one on the flyer, the war in Gaza. All right, so let's get straight into it. So our first topic, CARICOM and UNICEF are collaborating on a youth mental health initiative. So as part of CARICOM's drive to support youth mental health, they have partnered with UNESCO to launch a mental health survey. This survey will inform activities associated with achieving goal number 3 of the CARICOM Youth Development Action Plan to improve the health and holistic well-being of adolescents and youth. In a previous study by UNICEF in 2020, they found out that 27% of youth respondents were experiencing some form of anxiety. That's Caribbean youth, and 15% were depressed. Additionally, 1 in every 2 young people lacked the motivation needed to do their regular everyday activities. So we see that mental health issues are a big issue in the Caribbean. And these are only the statistics from those who responded to the previous survey. Now, personally, I have a couple of ideas of how this survey can be beneficial, or the information gained from this survey can be beneficial, but I'll do you one better. I will give you over to a friend of mine who I recently did a story with in my day job as a journalist. I'll let you hear from her. I'll let her tell you why such an initiative is so important. Her name is Jamie Young, and she is the youth facilitator for this program in St. Lucia. So I'll let her tell you a little bit more about this.
I think it's so important, honestly, because we've seen a rise in mental health issues among youth. There's no doubting that. So definitely we need to be doing something. And this survey, I think, is a good first step, because data, I believe, should always be the basis of any policy, any activity or project organizations are rolling out, especially when it relates to youth. So once we know what the issues are, or the needs are, we can be better informed on how to address them. So the goal here is to use the results to develop a program that will seek to build capacity among youth leaders and youth practitioners across the various communities within the member states and the region, especially as it relates to mental health and psychological signs and symptoms among the youth.
So we see here, this new study is updating original or updating old information, but it's also being used to guide government's policy for the future. I see an important chess move that we can take from her. And the chess move is simple. If you truly want to help somebody out, the first step is asking them how you can help them. You know, oftentimes, I think I am in certain circles, whether it's at church, at work, or any other circle, and all the members of society genuinely want to reach out to youth. But they say that they don't know how. But a lot of the time, they want to reach out to youth without finding out what the issue or the issues affecting youth are. And I think that's kind of counterproductive, because without knowing what the actual problems are, you will literally get nowhere, right? Without knowing the actual issues that young people are facing, or whatever group that you want to help. It doesn't have to be young people, right? But without knowing the actual issues, without understanding the actual problems, you cannot solve or you cannot assist the way you would want to. So I believe that this survey is a very important step in dealing with a massive issue, the issues of mental health, so much so that I would be leaving the link for the survey down below so you can follow suit and take part in that survey. But I think it's a good initiative. But again, once you want to help somebody, some group, or some people, the biggest step and one of the most important steps is actually having conversations with them and finding out what their issues are. All right? So that was story number one. We're quickly moving along to story number two. Story number two deals with a phenomenon that is seemingly taking over our world today. It's an issue with AI. In particular, it's dealing with a face-altering tool that is backed up by AI. So we know that of all the major transformations that AI has brought to our landscape, one of the biggest ones is photography. You know, we see all these apps popping up where you can make yourself look a little bit different. You can change some of your features. Some of them make you look older. Some of them make you look younger. Some of them can even change your gender. So we see that it is really transforming the photography sector. One of the more prominent ones is the one attached to Google Pixel 8 and the Google Pixel 8 Pro. This one transforms photos so much that it can alter people's facial expressions. So sometimes you might take a group photo and one person is not smiling or one person wasn't ready. This AI can transform a photo that was already taken and make it a proper photo, you know, a photo that you'll want to put on display. Google refers to it as best take. In other words, it transforms your badly taken photo to a best take or greatly taken photo. Now, obviously, we would see the benefits of this. People who struggle to get good group photos will particularly love something like this. However, there are some observers who have noted that this new feature, sounds a bit creepy, right? In fact, here's what Andrew Puschel, a professional photographer and a senior lecturer in journalism in the University of South Wales, said. He said, one simple manipulation, even for aesthetic reasons, can lead us to a dark path. So we see here, he's basically saying that altering photos can cause us great problems. Now we see how that can be possible, because I mean, when you put out a photo, what you're really doing is putting out information. And if you can alter that information, then, you know, it can create some problems for us. You know, some people can be misled by AI altered photos and believe like, okay, this is real. And you can see where the issues can lie. I see a major chess move coming from this. The chess move that I have discovered is innovation has growing pains. We know that AI is an amazing phenomenon. We see how it can be really helpful. But that same helpful thing can also be very devastating and dangerous. It can also be harmful to us. And that's true for any innovation. If you look at social media has made our world a lot smaller. We can connect to people very quickly. However, it has also posed its share of challenges with misinformation and disinformation, you know, that also goes viral. Same thing with AI. We see that AI makes things quicker and faster, but it can also make things distorted and lead to misinformation. When you innovate, when you add something new to the market, when you add something that is game-changing, it can have effects on both sides. So look out for that. Right? So innovation has its share of growing pains. All right? So that's number two. Moving on, finally, to the big one, the war in Gaza. Now, this is a massive one, right? We realize that the war in Gaza, or the war between Israel and Gaza, has been a war that has been waging for what seems like an eternity. You know, the people of Israel and the people of Palestine have been at it for what seems like forever. And the latest beef between the two nations, which started in October, has had devastating consequences. At least 12,000 people on both sides of the war have been killed because of the crisis. You know, and it's not just soldiers, it's women, it's children, it's just regular civilians trying to live their lives and trying to have nothing to do with this war, but are dying because political leaders cannot see eye to eye. Now, in episode one of the Chess Move series, I promise that this series will not be a political one. We will not focus on political issues per se, but we will take lessons from political situations. Therefore, my job here is not to tell you who is wrong or who is right in this crisis. What I want to focus on, though, is the coverage of this war. Now, we know that certain elements, certain media elements, support either side of the war. So some people support Israel, other people support Palestine. And we see that being shown so strongly in media coverage. If you look at, for example, the United States. In the United States, media outlets like CNN are generally pro-Israel. So they'll show you all what the people from Gaza have been doing to Israel, right? So all the humanitarian stories, they'd focus on it from an Israel standpoint. However, if you look at a news agency like Al Jazeera, which is pro-Gaza, pro-Muslim as well, all the humanitarian stories tend to be focused on the other side. on the Palestinians. Each side is selling their narrative, their perspective of the story. Now, not well, like I said earlier on, innocent lives are being lost on both sides, you know. However, the way that they present this information, it seems like one side is doing well and the other side is doing evil. Depends on which one they support. I see a very important chess move that we can draw from this one, from this story. And it is that storytelling is powerful. You know, often we as creatives, as creators, as storytellers, do not see the importance or do not see the value in our storytelling. The way you tell a story can literally change lives. I was listening to a news item one time it was, and it said that based on the coverage of these stories, certain elements outside of Gaza and Israel, so in the United States, in the UK, have started to become violent against the opposing side. So let's say these people are pro-Israel and they're supporting Israel. They might find a way to attack somebody who is from Gaza or somebody who is a Muslim. And maybe if this person is pro-Gaza, might find a way to attack somebody with ties to Israel, maybe somebody who is Jewish. And we see all of this is happening because of storytelling, because of the power of storytelling. You know, we as storytellers need to take our storytelling more seriously. We need to be professional when it comes to storytelling. You know, this crisis reminds me of a song by the singer John Mayer. It's one of my favorite songs. It says, when you trust your television, what you get is what you got. Because when they own the information, they can mend it how they want. You know? So, storytellers must therefore be careful how they mend the information or present the information. We have a responsibility to do justice with our stories. We have a responsibility to be ethical with our stories and tell the stories based on proper perspective. Now, I know that ultimately, because I'm a journalist in my day job, I know ultimately it is hype that sells. You know, it is big stories that sells, sensationalism that sells ultimately. And I understand that because there's economic value, you know, to a hot story. We must be careful that when we put out hot stories, that we do not distort the truth or put the truth in a way that it can be very harmful to elements in our society. We must take it upon ourselves to be responsible storytellers, responsible givers of the truth. Right? So this is the chess move. Storytelling is powerful. Be careful how you use it. All right? So these are the three major stories. These are the three stories for this episode of the Chess Moves series. Let's do some recap as usual. So from the top, chess move number one. If you want to help somebody, it pays to ask them. Or ask them how you can help them. Chess move number two. Innovation has growing pains. And finally, storytelling is powerful. Be careful how you use it. I hope you guys have learned something new from this episode. I hope you have learned the importance of your responsibility. I hope you guys are more aware of your responsibility. Your responsibility as a storyteller. Your responsibility as somebody who wants to help others. And your responsibility as an innovator. If we combine all these lessons that we've learned today, we'll become better human beings and better people for society. And to thank you guys for coming on again, I will promise to have more consistent content going out now that we have brand new equipment, a brand new ring light. You can't really see it, but now that we have brand new equipment, now that we have, that I've recovered, you will be getting the consistent content that you used to. I want to remind you to like and subscribe. I know that most of our viewers of this channel are not subscribed. If you like this content, there's a lot more where this came from. Like and subscribe. Also, if you just want to listen to this episode or all our other episodes, all our other content, we are available on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. So, check out the links down below and subscribe to us on there. And you can get all our content free of charge to listen on the go. And to thank you for coming on again. And once again, until next time, stay hungry. And I'll see you then. Bye-bye.